Hello and welcome to Sese Says So. This is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE biology revision. And before I get into this episode, please make sure you subscribe to my podcast and follow me on at Sese Says So on all social media platforms. So in this episode, we will be looking at the topic inheritance part 3. So by the end of this episode, you should be able to describe the differences between RNA and DNA, describe transcription, and describe translation. So, without further ado, let's get into it. The genetic information in eukaryotic organisms can be found in the nucleus and is found in the form of deoxyribose nucleic acid, or DNA for short. DNA is an example of a polynucleotide and is recognized for its double-stranded helical structure. The structure of a DNA molecule resembles that of a ladder. The rungs of a ladder are equivalent to the complementary base pairs of DNA. There are four key bases: adenine, thymine, cytosine, and guanine, sometimes referred to by the first letters of the words, so A, T, C, and G. In a DNA molecule, adenine always binds with thymine and guanine always binds with cytosine. So A always binds with T and C always binds with G. The complementary base pairs are held together with hydrogen bonds. Another example of a polynucleotide is ribose nucleic acid, or RNA for short. This molecule differs from DNA in its components and its structure. RNA is smaller in size in comparison to DNA. It is also a single-stranded molecule as opposed to a double-stranded molecule like DNA. RNA also contains the bases adenine, cytosine, and guanine, so A, C, and G. However, rather than possessing a thymine base, in RNA this is replaced by a uracil base, or U. Okay, well, it's time for our first pit stop. In this pit stop, you have to identify whether the following statements describes DNA or RNA. Number 1. This polynucleotide is a double-stranded structure. Number 2. This polynucleotide is smaller in size. And finally, number 3. This polynucleotide contains the bases adenine, cytosine, guanine, and uracil. Okay, you know what to do. Pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to think of the answers to those questions, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. So you had to identify whether the following statements describes DNA or RNA. So number 1, this polynucleotide is a double-stranded structure. This describes DNA. Number 2, this polynucleotide is smaller in size. This describes RNA. And then finally, number 3, this polynucleotide contains the bases adenine, cytosine, guanine, and uracil. This again describes RNA. So if you got those answers correct, great job, and now we're going to move on into the next segment. If you remember, a gene is a section of DNA that codes for a protein. This plays an important role in protein synthesis, the production of proteins. This process can be split into two parts, transcription and translation. In this section, we will focus on transcription. If you think of the word transcribe, it's associated with copying. This is what happens during transcription. In short, an RNA molecule copies a section of DNA molecule. So transcription occurs like so. A section of DNA, a gene, will unwind and expose the bases on the strand. A special RNA molecule called mRNA, which is short for messenger RNA, will then form complementary base pairs with the exposed bases on the DNA strand. Remember, from the previous section, DNA has the bases A, T, C, and G, whereas RNA has the bases A, U, C, and G. When the bases of mRNA form these complementary base pairs, C of DNA binds with G of mRNA, G of DNA binds with C of mRNA, T of DNA binds with A of mRNA, and A of DNA binds with U of mRNA. Remember, because RNA does not contain a thymine or a T base. Once a strand of mRNA has formed, the base pairs will disconnect and then the mRNA will move out of the nucleus for the next part of the process. Okay, well, it's time for our second pit stop. Okay, for this pit stop, you have to answer the following questions. Number 1, where does transcription take place? Number 2, what is the name of the RNA molecule involved in transcription? And finally, number 3, use the following DNA sequence to work out the complementary RNA sequence. A, T, C, T, G, C, A. You may want to pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to come up with the answers, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you had to answer the following questions. Number 1, where does transcription take place? It takes place in the nucleus. Number 2, what is the name of the RNA molecule involved in transcription? And the correct answer for this is mRNA or messenger RNA. And then finally, number 3, use the following DNA sequence to work out the complementary RNA sequence. So the DNA sequence was A, T, C, T, G, C, A. The RNA sequence will be U, A, G, A, C, G, U. Okay, well, if you got the answers to those questions correct, amazing job. And now we're going to move on into the final segment. The next step of protein synthesis is translation. This occurs at the ribosomes, and in short, this is when the mRNA is converted or translated into a polypeptide chain, also known as a protein. This is made up of a number of amino acids joined together by peptide bonds. In translation, the mRNA strand formed from transcription attaches to the ribosome. Every 3 bases, which is known as a codon on the mRNA, equals 1 amino acid. There are 20 amino acids, therefore the codon determines the amino acid selected. An important RNA molecule called tRNA, which stands for transfer RNA, translates the codon into an amino acid. This will continue till a stop codon is read by tRNA, which means the end of the polypeptide chain. That polypeptide chain will then develop into a specific protein with a specific function, for example, a hemoglobin or an enzyme. Okay, well, it's time for our final pit stop. So these are the end of episode summary questions, so get a notepad, a book, or use your phone so that you can write down the answers. Number 1, what are the 2 steps of protein synthesis and where do they take place? Number 2, what is the function of tRNA? And then finally, number 3, if an mRNA base sequence has 27 bases, how many possible amino acids will be formed? Okay, well, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to answer those questions, and we'll be back with the correct answers in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so you had to answer the following questions. Number 1, what are the 2 steps of protein synthesis and where do they take place? The first step is transcription and it takes place at the nucleus. The second step is translation and it takes place at the ribosome. Number 2, what is the function of tRNA? The function of tRNA is to convert their messenger RNA into an amino acid sequence or a polypeptide chain. And then finally, number 3, if mRNA base sequence has 27 bases, how many possible amino acids will be formed? The correct answer is 9, because if you remember, 3 bases equals 1 amino acid, so 27 divided by 3 equals 9. A little bit of maths for you there. Okay, well, if you got the answers to those questions correct, great job, and now we're going to move on into the closing segment. So there you have it, inheritance part three, all complete. Remember that these episodes are here for you, so take full advantage of them. You can listen to them as many times as possible. Please be sure to follow me on my social platform at Sese Says So on Instagram for daily biology updates. And subscribe to my podcast channel, which can be found on most streaming platforms. Join me again for the next episode, where I'll be reviewing the topic Cycles and Human Influences, Part 1. Why? Because Sese says so.